Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. Here is your week in Alaska history, January 25th, 1959. Alaska's very first indoor, artificially heated swimming pool opened in Fairbanks. January 26th, 1959. The first Alaska state legislature convened at Juneau. January 27th, 1925. The first dog team left Nenana to relay serum to Nome to fight a diphtheria epidemic. The serum reached Nome on February 4th. January 28th, 1940. Half of the town of Candle was destroyed by fire. January 29th, 1914. Juneau, Camp No. 4 of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, was organized in the Native Schoolhouse. January 30, 1920. Fire destroyed the newspaper plant of the Daily Alaska Citizen at Fairbanks. January 31, 1956. General John Noyes, head of the Alaska National Guard, died at Nome as a result of a plane crash. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. Now for your poem. Today's poem is found in the book Hunger and Dreams, the Alaskan Women's Anthology, edited by Patricia Monahan, published by Fireweed Press of Fairbanks, 1983. Fish Story by Catherine McNamara. Old Lady Fishes baits her hook with words. All day, talks fish through a hole in the ice. End of the day, sets a spruce bush in the hole, packs her story home. This has been An Alaskan Moment from Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org.